Well, hello, and welcome back to Just Say Something's podcast. I'm Phil Clark, the CEO here of Just Say Something, and I'm happy you're with us today. And so today we're going to talk, you know, for 2024, we're starting to highlight some different awareness opportunities just to keep people in the right frame of mind, especially this time of year. So today, we're going to talk about the power of kindness, because on February 17th, we have Random Acts of Kindness Day. But here's the thing, the impact lasts far beyond just those 24 hours. So we really, really need to focus on kindness every day. But first, if you like our podcast, please share, like, comment, follow, and all that good stuff. We're always looking to increase our followers. So if you hear something you like and think that your coworker or friend or relative would like to listen to that, please share with them and get them to like as well. So think about the last time someone's unexpected kindness brightened your day. Maybe a stranger held the door for you, carried your bags, or maybe a coworker or a complete stranger bought your cup of coffee. Small gestures make a big impact. So let's talk about why kindness matters on a biological level. Ready to increase your life satisfaction by up to 40%? So regular acts of kindness can do this. Kindness triggers the release of oxytocin, which reduces your blood pressure and stress. Give kindness, receive wellness. In our professional lives, kindness creates ripple effects. Here are a few ideas to be kind in the workplace. One, mentor a new colleague. You could recognize someone's hard work publicly, offering to help during busy periods, bringing treats to the team, and or teaching someone a new skill. Local impact opportunities are everywhere. Shelters in our community need volunteers. Food banks need volunteers to inventory and sort food. They need donations. Schools always need school supplies. We have to make sure that those little darlings are always ready to learn. Even our neighbors, whether they're sick, especially this time of year, or elderly neighbors, they may need help with groceries or small repairs or small little honeydew list things around their home instead of just yours. Animal shelters are always looking for dog walkers or foster parents. Community gardens need maintenance, and so we're getting ready for that time of year. And then Just Say Something from time to time need volunteers. So you can give us a call at 864-467-4099 if you're interested in that opportunity. So here are a few more ideas on how to spread kindness. So you can prepay for coffee for a few colleagues at the coffee shop. You can cook extra portions and package meals for homeless or elderly in your area. Maybe team up with a neighbor or two, pick up prescriptions for your elderly neighbors. That way they don't have to miss a dose. But then kindness can also extend around the world. Leave thoughtful comments on small business posts and my Google business pages so they can have more good reviews. Share fundraisers for good causes. Send encouraging messages to content creators that you follow, and then support online fundraising for nonprofits and GoFundMes. So here's the challenge I'm going to give you today. I want you to take immediate action. I want you to, one, give 3 genuine compliments. 2, I want you to send a grateful message to someone who helped you. And 3, I want you to share an encouraging post online. So that's something I want you to do today. And then for your weekly goal, I want you to help a neighbor or a friend with a specific task. I want you to volunteer two hours somewhere, anywhere. And I want you to make a small donation to a cause, whether that's $5. Just think of it as a cup of Starbucks, if that's your thing. But then on a monthly commitment, you can start a kindness project in your community. You can organize a group volunteer day, or you can mentor someone in your field. And then, you know, some of those ideas may be out of reach for you financially. So there's other opportunities for you to give. So think about this, because your time is valuable. You can write appreciation notes. You can share or teach skills. You can even offer companionship. You know, a lot of times, especially the elderly, they just want someone to talk to. You can help others. Remember that saying, many hands make light work. And if you feel you really don't have the time, remember, 5-minute acts count. Start small, and as you have more time, work to do more. Kindness isn't just nice, it's necessary. In a world that we can all feel divide, it's the bridge we need. Remember, every major movement started with individual actions. So that's all for today. We will be back again next week with another episode of Just Say Something's weekly podcast. Until then, we'll see you.